It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening. And wonders all God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, and good Tuesday, everybody. Good Tuesday. And delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio as we pray for the next hour. Today's going to be a very special broadcast, and we're going to do some prophetic ministry today. And I believe that the prophet is called to declare what he sees coming. He stands on the wall and looks. And today I'm going to begin to share what I see coming to America. It's another prophetic session, another prophetic service here on this Tuesday in April, and delighted to have you listening, the Hour of Power, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus is coming soon, and I'm going to share some very important words today concerning the history of our nation, concerning what I see coming to America, and what I see coming to the church. And so stay tuned here on BPN Radio the next hour. Jesus said, could you not tarry 1 hour? My whole world changed. My whole life changed in February of 1966 when the Holy Spirit said, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life. I did, and he did. So, Father, we dedicate this hour to you here on BPN Radio. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done as I share some things about what I see coming to America, what I see coming to the church. I pray that you would anoint me, your servant, your as a prophetic voice in this nation for many years. And I just pray, Lord, that we'll have ears to hear, eyes to see today, and receive instruction from the Holy Spirit. The will of God be done. Here is my friend Martin Smith. Going to sing the prophet's song, and then I'm going to prophesy.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayer. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes,
most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see Your glory come down. We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. And if You'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will You come? We long to hear Your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He the one who can say. He is the giver of life to the world. Oh yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Martin Smith.
Oh, will You come? We long to hear Your voice.
Lord, we long to hear Your voice today here on BPN Radio as You speak to us concerning the future of our nation, the future of our land, and the future of the church. And so we pray today in Jesus' name, Lord, as I share these words, that you would anoint me, your servant, to deliver the word of the Lord, because I believe that the work of the prophet is to declare what he sees coming, what he's hearing from the closet of the intercessors, and what he sees coming to a land. And the Bible says that if the prophet, if the prophetic voices of a nation, if they refuse to warn the people or to declare the word, their blood will be on their hands. And so I declare in Jesus' name that the word of the Lord needs to come. Folks, my message today, my word today, is that Jesus is coming soon. And there are so many, many people that are no longer looking for the return of the Lord. And they have just quit believing that there is going to be a rapture. And you say, well, I don't believe in a rapture. You don't have to believe it. But if you are wrong, you must understand that you could miss the greatest event that may be happening. And so I believe that Jesus is coming soon. All of the time that I was growing up in church, there would be messages and tongues interpretation about Jesus coming soon. We lived in an aura of anticipation that Jesus could come at any moment, at any time. And we believed that that there would be a rapture. The trumpet of God would sound, and the dead in Christ would rise first. We, which are alive and remain, would be caught up to be with the Lord. We believe that we would go to heaven, would be with the Lord. We would come back for the battle of Armageddon, rule and reign 1,000 years. So we're not going to split hairs on doctrine, but I'm here to tell you that a lot of people, most Christians that I know, are not talking about the coming of the Lord. They're not talking about Jesus coming soon. They're not talking about any rapture. They're living for the now. They're living for their retirement, or they're living for another weekend on the lake, or the next season opening in sports. But they're not talking about the coming of the Lord. I very seldom ever hear a message about the coming of the Lord or another preacher or pastor talking about the coming of the Lord. We don't talk about the coming of the Lord. We don't talk about heaven. And we're talking about so many are giving motivational speeches. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that a plan has been set in motion for the destruction of Christians in this nation. The persecution has begun, and unless the church repents for the sins of our land, including greed, idolatry, witchcraft, drunkenness, abortion, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, we will perish. If we remain silent, we will all perish. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we're in a nation that is self-destructing, the result of Christian leaders in this country who refuse to warn and correct their constituents of their sins and the consequences of their godless ways. Silent pulpits have given way to Christians who have rose up to play, I believe because of the extreme grace message, tending to their own passions, desires, lust, while the enemy builds its fortresses in their own backyards. And the Bible said they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the spirit of Jezebel has invaded the church, accompanied by the spirit of witchcraft, rebellion, control, and manipulation, making room for division, disorder, and removal of many pastors from their places. Prayerlessness in the church has made room for a lukewarm church, which is in motion as a result of deception, refusal to repent, motivational speakers replacing preachers of righteousness, holiness and godliness, the denial of the power of the Holy Spirit, resulting in the strange fire movement, alcoholism, addictions, acceptance of moral acts outside the confines of marriage between one man and one woman, the decline of church attendance, and soul-winning efforts. I see America being lulled into a false sense of security this year. And so there is a warning to our nation and to the church of where we're at. Persecution has begun, and God does not just look on the world, on all of the other nations of the world, as one entity, and America as another entity. You must know, ladies and gentlemen, the war on Christianity is heating up. Hundreds of thousands, over a million of Christians in Iraq have been dislodged from their cities. I mean, Christianity has been there for thousands of years, and you must understand that they are being driven from their homes. They're being beaten, raped, beheaded, and dislodged from their homes. Churches that have been there for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years are being burned to the ground, and Christians are fleeing, and persecution is happening in many nations of the world. I'm here to tell you, unless we have another spiritual awakening, unless we have revival in America, we will not be excluded. And while we sit in our easy chair, we must realize that the enemy has already entered our nation, because the gates, the walls have been broken down, and the gates have been burned with fire. Do you understand what I'm saying today? Our nation is in jeopardy. And I know that this goes against the grain of so many motivational speakers today declaring that all is well, it will never happen to America. But the prophets of the land must begin to declare what is happening in this nation. I'm going to declare today that the walls have been broken down, as it were, in the days of when Nehemiah came to Jerusalem. The walls have been broken down, the gates have been burned with fire, and the war on Christianity in our nation is heating up. And so we must realize, we must be prepared for what is coming to our land. And what is coming is a deep divide in our nation, and a new order rising in America. Major changes coming quickly to our nation. Things have been in the planning stages for years, are now being enacted, and being enacted soon. I see the government giving everyone a number to receive health care. This number will also include banking, internet, and utilities. I see banks, financial institutions, running out of cash, forcing the closure of these entities with a new system being put in place. I see foreclosures taking place in this nation as a result of inflation, and then inflation is taking place, and foreclosures are taking place after inflation, and then redistribution. Foreclosures and inflation, foreclosures, and then redistribution. And so redistribution of homes, redistribution of churches. That's why we need to get out of debt. I see families being forced to live together in single-family dwellings. And so we have inflation coming, job losses, and we have challenges coming to our nation. Violence erupting in the streets and schools of our nations. Demonstrations and sit-ins that will disrupt the rhythm and flow of our society. Civil disobedience on a scale that America has never experienced before. Martial law on the horizon. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Martial law is on the horizon in our nation, with things being shut down and inflation taking place, as well as foreclosures and then redistributions. People not being able to make their house payments because of the rise of inflation and because of job losses and then foreclosures and people that have large mortgages, churches that have large mortgages will be forced out of their homes, forced out of their church buildings. And so we are going to see spirits of murder, self-destruction running rampant in this land with violent suicides on the rise. Violence, video seminars, and movies concerning death will escalate these happenings, with teen suicides rising in alarming proportions. I see public schools across our land being emptied, vacated because of violence. I see athletic events being played in empty stadiums and centers, being watched on pay-per-view or other forms of video or broadcast because of violence, terrorism. And I see shopping malls standing empty, people shopping online because of violence and terrorism, a homebound society that is fearful to go out into the streets, a new order of living, people living in homes that can be assembled or disassembled quickly. And I see major closures taking place and ordinance rules and regulations being placed on church facilities, causing many congregations to meet elsewhere. I see trumped up charges, false accusations against ministers of the gospel, resulting in loss of their reputation, pulpits, status, influence, finances, and even imprisonment. And so to the church, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the walls are coming down. Walls of containment, confinement, people moving out of their comfort zones into their discovery zones, no longer allowing themselves to be contained or confined by their past failures, lack of education, age, color, disappointments, finances, conflicts, abuse, misuse, but moving forward to fulfill their destiny in life as a result of all of these happenings that is going on in our nation and in our land. And so we're going to pray right now. We pray in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, that you would come and minister to our nation, minister to our land. Father, we pray for another spiritual awakening. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you help me pray, church? Somebody said, well, we don't believe that you ought to be taking hope away from us. I'm not taking hope away from you. The hope of our nation is not the hope of a strong economy. Ladies and gentlemen, the hope of our nation is revival, a turning away from sin, people coming to know Jesus. That is the hope of a nation. The hope of a nation is Jesus coming soon. What has happened to the message that Jesus is coming soon? I mean, most of my ministry has been the message of the coming of the Lord. And we evidently have quit looking for the coming of the Lord, and we're looking for prosperity. We're looking for a peace in our nation. We're looking for everybody to get along. We're looking for our retirement. We're looking for better days, brighter days. But the hope is not in this nation. The hope is not in the next presidential election, which I have great doubts that there will be another presidential election. I believe that we're headed for anarchy in this nation. I believe that we are headed for dictatorship unless we have revival, another spiritual awakening. So it seems like that our hope is in the next presidential election. My hope is not in the next presidential election. My hope is in the coming of the Lord. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus is coming soon. I believe that we are headed for a one world government. I believe that we are headed for the mark of the beast. I believe that we're headed for a everybody receiving a number. And consequently, the hope of the church is not the hope of America. America has played a vital role, in the harvest, gathering the harvest of the world. We've sent missionaries all over the world, but there must be a return to the preaching of Jesus is coming soon. Are we going to preach that? You said, well, I don't believe in the rapture. Well, but we just preach about the second coming. We're not going to split our unity on whether we believe in pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib. One thing we know is that Jesus is going to come back. One thing we know is there's going to be a 7 years of tribulation. One thing we know is that everyone is going to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that is happening quicker than we realize. And we know that there's great persecution. And the persecution that is going on now in other nations of the world will come to a city near you. And we must get ready for it. The hatred of Jesus Christ, we're already seeing that in America. And so we pray for our nation. We pray for our land. And I'm praying that pastors and ministers will rise up and begin to preach about the coming of the Lord. Jesus is coming back, and I believe he's coming soon. And if you don't have a message of Jesus coming soon, in other words, if you're declaring that that the tribulation is coming, and then after the tribulation, Jesus will come back, then why should we even serve him? Why should we not just go on and do our own thing, knowing that once the tribulation period gets here, then we can get right with God? No, we must live in the anticipation that Jesus could come back at any moment. I don't believe there's anything else that's going to hinder the return of Jesus Christ. And you say, well, I just don't believe it. But what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? But I declare that Jesus is coming soon. And one of the major songs that we used to play, that we used to sing, was a song that was recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys. And you said, well, you're going to have a little country gospel flavor like you had on Yesterday. Yes, because I believe that Jesus is coming soon. And so I'm going to play this song for those of you that are looking, anticipating. And, you know, I may be losing a lot of my listeners in this one day. But I must warn you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is no time to sleep. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I am begging pastors all across America to preach about the second coming of the Lord, about the rapture of the church, that Jesus is coming soon. I believe it. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. There needs to be an anticipation. The Oak Ridge Boy is going to sing about it right now.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your hearts to God, saved from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night.
there you have the Oak Ridge Boys here on BPN Radio talking about Jesus is coming soon. Well, I believe he is, and I believe that the ministers of the gospel need to be warning the people to get right with God. And so today we're just we're talking about the coming of the Lord, and we're talking about what's happening in America. I'm giving prophetic words concerning the future of our nation, our land. And so I'm praying right now for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And that's why we're on 24 hours a day, 24/7 internet radio. And we know there's major rules and regulations that are being put in motion concerning the internet. So that will also include Christian television, Christian radio. And so persecution is coming in many forms and fashions. The problem is, are we going to be ready? Are we going to be prepared? Are pastors going to prepare their churches for what's happening? And are fathers and mothers going to prepare their children? What is happening today? So, Father, we pray. We pray today for an awakening in this nation. We pray, oh God, for an awakening in this land, that people would realize that the hope of a nation is not prosperity, not if we have enough jobs. I know that the many candidates, they're not talking about moral values anymore, because that will not win them an election, because of the moral downfall in our nation. They simply talk about the economy. One presidential candidate years ago said it's about the economy, stupid. But ladies and gentlemen, it is not about the economy. It is about the hope of a nation. What is the hope of a nation? The hope of a nation is the coming of the Lord. The hope of a nation is to prepare people for the return of Jesus. The hope of a nation is to win the lost. The hope of a nation is to fulfill our assignments, whether it be in preaching, teaching, in business, the economy, whatever it may be. The hope of a nation is to prepare people for the return of Jesus. We keep going back to that, the return of the Lord. So we are here for a divine purpose. And what is our hope? Our hope is in Jesus. Our hope is in Him, not in whatever happens in this nation, in this land. And so as Christians, we need to spread the gospel. We need to win people to Jesus. We need to prepare people for the coming of the Lord. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a shaking coming to America this year. The shaking is coming to churches in America. Many pastors will be shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. Others will be shaken. Others will be shaken into a new realm of anointing, will rise up to lead their congregation into radical moves of the Holy Spirit with salvations, miracles, signs, and wonders, with America experiencing another spiritual awakening. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God will be in a radical mood this year in 2015. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that 2015 will bring a shaking to the church. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. God is a jealous God. He no longer will share himself with carnality. This year, he will begin to separate the wheat from the chaff. He will allow sin to be exposed, starting at the house of God, starting at the pulpit, dividing the wheat from the chaff. And so I hear the Holy Spirit saying this is a crucial time. This is a crucial year. He's going to separate the ministers from the managers. He will remove them and set in their place one who has his heart. God is demanding a cleaning of the church in 2015. He is warning the church that he's coming through the house and tearing down the tables that holds our idols. He will no longer tolerate divided affections. He will expose everything that can be exposed. We're living at a time now where ministers on Christian radio, television, other places, they're spending all of their time, selling things and promoting things, promoting their ministry, promoting their kingdom. telling about all that they have been doing, saying the names of those who have their names in spotlights are going to be removed, and people of no names are going to come. People that are not promoting themselves, they're not promoting their own kingdom, but they are promoting the kingdom of Jesus. And so those that have been merchandising their ministries, merchandising what they're doing, and manipulating people into giving, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, God is not pleased with people that are manipulating people to give to their ministry, give to their kingdom. And the Lord is exposing these ministries, and their rebellion that is in the house is going to be happening because men will not repent. The extreme grace message will be exposed for what it is. There are consequences to sin, and those that are not entering into the holy place with clean hands and pure hearts, but are standing outside of the gate and saying that you can do anything you want to do and you've already been forgiven, that false doctrine is going to be exposed. There are consequences to sin, ladies and gentlemen. He's calling for the church to put up their wine glasses, put away their clocks. It's time for the true church to arise, the true prophets to cry out, and not be silent concerning these matters. I'm prophesying that 2015 will be a year of cleansing in the church. He is returning for a pure bride. There is a highway that leads to heaven, and it's a highway of holiness, and nothing else will do. There are five foolish virgins in the church who are going to be left behind. There is a message of purity and repentance that must be preached, and there will be many who will refuse to do it because they love the praises of men. But this is a year, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, this is a year of exposure. This is a year of revival, revival of repentance. The revival is not starting in the church because the church is preoccupied with themselves. The next wave of revival will start in the streets and spill over into the church. And so he's coming for a pure bride, and there's going to be those outside of the church that's going to rise and begin to preach a message of repentance. They're going to begin to prophesy things that are beginning to happen, and the attention is going to be turned from those that have preoccupied themselves in the church to preaching a motivational message, a lukewarm message, to those outside of the church. They're going to begin to preach a revival of repentance. Many are going to start turning to God in the streets, and we're going to see something that we have never dreamed we would see because of the pressures that are being put on America. So I believe and declare that God is coming for a pure bride, and I believe there's going to be a message of purity that's going to be started, that's going to start being preached in this land. And I believe it's going to begin to turn things around. We need to prepare for the coming of the Lord. My spiritual grandson Leland has written a song about a pure bride, and we need to get ourselves ready for the coming of the Lord.
It's coming for a pure bride. It's coming for a pure bride. Coming for a pure bride.
He's coming for a pure bride. Yes, he is. And I believe this is the time that the church needs to go through a time of repentance for their sins, repentance on behalf of our nation, a spiritual cleansing in the church. Everything begins at the pulpit. I believe it can begin with a priest. And so I'm prophesying about the future of our nation. I'm prophesying about the coming of the Lord. I believe that God is preparing the church. He's preparing his bride, and he's coming at a time, the Bible said, when we think not. And so we must live as Christians in the realm of anticipation. And what about us? What about, is there hope? Is there hope for the church? And I'm prophesying that a radical move of the Holy Spirit's coming. People crowding into church buildings with standing room only, coming before dark, still being there after dawn, religious people running out of the building while hungry people for God run into the building. I see evangelism taking place throughout the nighttime with anointed Christians invading the dark place of the city to take the message of hope. I see midnight church starting in many churches across the nation. I know of one church in Oklahoma City that's already started having midnight church. I see thousands of anointed messengers coming from nations of the world to help with the spiritual awakening coming to America. I see people coming from all corners of the universe to pray in our nation's capital, calling on the name of the Lord. I see a sea of people interceding on behalf of a nation that has forgotten their God. I see the church entering into a season of brokenness, repentance, and spiritual cleansing. I see church services being disrupted by loud crying, weeping, wailing, people repenting of their sins accompanied by deep sorrow, people on their knees for hours at a time calling on the name of the Lord. The next wave of revival will not be marked by laughter, but by weeping, individuals weeping for their sins, over their sins, their friends, for the lost, people weeping over their nation that has gone into captivity. I see Jesus coming soon. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is providing unique opportunities for his children to get out of debt. The word is get out of debt, get out of debt, get out of debt. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is pouring out His Spirit upon this land, even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of difficulty, I see the Holy Spirit working in our nation, in our land, and God is at work. People are turning back to God. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to His people in America, asking why they have forsaken their Creator, the Creator of the universe, burning incense to other gods, foreign gods of pleasure, the footsteps of your enemy who will come into your land and imprison your priests and take your sons and daughters captive unless you turn back to your God, Jehovah God. But I see revival coming. I see another spiritual awakening. I see another wave, a third wave coming of revival, Holy Spirit being poured out upon this nation in the midst of great difficulties, trials. I see young people in this nation rising out of obscurity to preach the gospel and do signs, wonders, and miracles. I see classes in schools, colleges, and universities being disrupted for days because of the spiritual awakening in our land. Speaking in tongues will be the main attraction. I see stadiums being filled with youth worshiping their God with singing and praying for one another, thousands singing in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. I see streets in America being filled with people turning to Jesus. I see a radical move of the Holy Spirit, people crowding into churches, church buildings, with standing room only, coming before dark and still being there after dawn. I see evangelism taking place throughout the nighttime. I see thousands of messengers coming from other nations of the world. I see the church entering to a season of brokenness, praying and seeking God. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we are a nation that is self-destructing, the result of Christian leaders in this country who refuse to warn and correct their constituents. Prayerlessness in the church has made room for a lukewarm church, which is in motion as a result of deception, refusal to repent, motivational preachers replacing preachers of righteousness, the denial of the Holy Spirit resulting in all sorts of things happening. I hear in the midst of it all, I see America being lulled into a false sense of security this year. But in the midst of it all, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming to certain portions of America. Our nation is in a drought. There will come a day that the former rain and the latter rain will come together to produce a wonderful harvest in this nation, a harvest of souls. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the church has come to a fork in the road. One road is a road of convenience, and the other is a risky road. The latter, a road that might cost you your summer plans, a road where your rhythm could be disrupted. But I see a new level of hunger and thirst for God coming to the church. I see spiritual watering holes being dug across the land, attracting many people who are thirsty for the things of God. I see many of these churches having to remove their pews and chairs for standing room only, with such a radical move of the Holy Spirit that will come before, people will come before dawn, before dark, and will still be there after dawn. In Jesus' name, I see an army of intercessors in this land who are crying out day and night for Isaac, a Spirit-led church. I hear a cry from the Holy Spirit, intercessors groaning and travailing for Isaac to come and replace Ishmael. Who is the Ishmael church? That is a carnal church, a church that has been birthed out of the flesh, people doing their own thing. and people having itching ears and gathering to themselves pastors and church leaders who will say what they want them to say, that will not speak against their sin, who will not speak against perversion, who will not speak against them living together with another man or another woman who is not their husband or their wife. And this carnal church will war against the spiritual church, the church that is demanding righteousness and holiness and speaking the truth. Speaking the truth. And in many of the churches that are turning away from the Isaac church, they will be an Ishmael church that has lost its voice of authority in this nation, becoming comfort creatures and submitting to the affluence of this land, no longer looking for the coming of the Lord, while the leaders of this land are making deals in the back rooms, which will take us into captivity. And in these churches, the lights have gone out on the altar in the prayer room because they feel it's no longer necessary to seek the Lord. Meanwhile, I see an army of intercessors in this land who are crying out day and night for Isaac, a spirit-led church. Hear a cry from the holy place. Intercessors groaning and travailing. A generation of Christians who desire godly things. While there is another generation of Christian leaders who have become tuned in with the wishes of their congregation rather than hearing the voice of the Lord, consumed with their business and their own agenda. I see great persecution coming to the church in America, turning the hearts of the Christians back to Jehovah God, resulting in citywide prayer gatherings, sometimes praying all night for their city and nation. As a result, I see entire cities and communities turning back to Christ, with revival starting in the streets of our nation, spilling over into churches until they're standing room only. Revival resulting in city fathers overturning city ordinances that will permit churches to have the access, free access into every nook and cranny in the city or community. I see local school boards permitting preaching and praying in the classrooms. I see Isaac being welcomed into many cities and communities in this nation. I see a major migration in America, with many people moving from cities of darkness and running to safe cities of light because of the violence of many geographical locations in America. I see prophets who are watching on the wall, being interviewed on many networks concerning future events. I see prophetic teachers being sought after because so many new converts are passionate to know more about coming events in this nation and nations of the world. I see an army of young preachers coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. I see this army of young preachers being mentored by spiritual fathers and grandfathers, being mentored in the morning and standing to preach in the evening. I see a new wave of revival coming to America, led by Spanish-speaking people, women and young adults. I see Jesus coming soon. Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming revival? Are you ready for the coming war on Christians in this nation? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Are you ready for the coming persecution? Are you ready for the economic downturn in this nation? Are you getting out of debt? Are you preparing your household? Are you preparing your families? Pastors, are you preparing your churches? Are you getting your churches out of debt? Out of debt, because there's going to come inflation, and it's going to be followed by a recall of buildings and recall of homes, recall of church buildings. And then there's going to be redistribution. So many people coming into this nation, and the wealth is going to be redistributed. And so we need to get ready. And we need to get ready for the coming revival. There's a revival coming, and it may be in the midst of all of the persecution. but we need to be ready. We need to be ready for the war on Christianity. And so many people that may be in prison may have to give their lives. Many are giving their lives every day right now around the world. Our walls have been broken down. Our gates have been burned with fire. And we need to get ready because of the persecution. We need to get ready for the revival that's coming to this nation that is going to be poured out in the streets of our land and spilled over into the churches. We need to get revived. We need to get ready for the coming of the Lord. We need to be ready because I believe that Jesus is coming soon. I believe that he could come at any moment. And once again, pastors and preachers need to begin to preach on the coming of the Lord, that Jesus is coming soon and he could come at any moment. It's not a fairy tale. He could come at any moment, any time. And we need to live in that realm of anticipation. So there you have it. And I'm praying for a million people to help me pray. To pray. To pray for what? To pray for a spiritual awakening. To pray that God will raise up preachers. To pray that God will bring a spiritual cleansing to the church. Pray for repentance. Pray for a turning away from ungodliness to godliness, unrighteousness to righteousness. Pray for our schools to be filled with prayer, our stadiums to be filled with people who will be turning to Jesus. Pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Thank you for listening today here on BPN. And I'm doing everything I know how to do on 24 hours a day, calling for people to pray. And would you go to bpnradio.com, get more information, or letspray America.com and sign in to help me pray for 1,000 cities and 1,000 prayer centers. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.